Jessica Newmanin, and I'm the program coordinator of Enterprising Women Making Art. Enterprising Women Making Art, UMA, is a program of Atira Women's Resource Society, a community-based organization that supports all women and their children who are experiencing the impacts of violence and abuse. Our studio is located on 54 East Cordova and is open Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., except for every second Friday. For more information about UMA, please visit the Atira Women's Resource Society website at www.atira.bc.ca/UMA. The store is located on 802 East Hastings, and we're open Wednesday to Sunday from 1 to 6. Please check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 604-685-8043 for more information.
Wild cat raised his head and cried, oh, give me a land, lots of land under star skies above.
My name is David Scott. I play wide receiver for the University of British Columbia football team, and I'm here to discuss the Be More Than a Bystander program. Myself and a few other players were lucky enough to work alongside the BC Lions and EVA, the Ending Violence Association, to support this cause. The main goal of the Be More Than a Bystander initiative is to increase awareness of domestic violence against women. For more information on the cause, please visit endingviolence.org.
Making a cuppa?
Stop! How many cups of tea are you making? What? There's enough for 10 cups in there. Only boil the amount of water that you actually need. Very good, old boy.
That's right. The British are making less tea to conserve energy. Students can conserve energy, too.
A student's life often follows a pattern. Eat, sleep, study. During this routine, don't forget to make time for energy conservation. This will be the easiest thing you do all semester, and a little bit goes a long way. Do your laundry in cold water and hang clothes on standing dry racks or clotheslines instead of using electricity-intensive dryers. If a dryer is the only option, throw in a dry towel with wet clothes to absorb moisture and cut down on drying time.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9.
Hello, and you are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours with my stuffy nose and all and possible coughing. I'll try to turn down my mic when I do cough, but I'm trying my best right now. I'm going to tell you that at 10 o'clock, live in studio, we have Joyce Island. 10 o'clock live in studio, we have Joyce Island. Stick around for that. It's going to be fantastic. You do not want to miss it. Until then, I'm going to do a quick recap of South by Southwest this year. I went down to Austin for about a week last month, pretty much exactly a month ago, as part of to enjoy part of South by Southwest. I'm going to play for you some of the music I heard on the show. Going to maybe a bit more than that. But let's get started with a band from Montreal. They were great. Well, they're great. Yeah, they're pretty good. They were good at South by Southwest. They're from Montreal. They're called Blue Hawaii. And this is a song called Try to Be on CITR.ca 1.9 FM.
And eloquence, never tired or in distress. supposed to be, what I try to be, what I thought I'd be, but I'll never be.
Yes. Electric Owl Social Club, Crow's Nest, and CITR are promoting International Record Store Day. On April 20th, we are offering $5 tickets to a number of shows to promote you getting your butt into your local record store and supporting live music. Tickets will be available at Red Cat, Zulu, Neptune, and Dandelion Records in limited quantities. Shows include April 13th, The Dirt, The Grizzled Mighty, and This Is The Shoes. April 17th, Colin Cowan and the Elastic Stars, Fox and the Law from Seattle, and Ruskin. And on April 18th, Chains of Love, Beach Day from Florida, and the Stolen Organ Family Band. Visit electricowl.ca for more information.
GOSA, the Global Outreach Students Association, offers students the chance to learn about global health and international development while providing students with opportunities for practical experience working within disadvantaged communities both locally and internationally. They also collaborate with other clubs to organize global health-related symposiums and competitions. Executive positions are available. Contact them at ubc.gosa@gmail.com.
felt like I heard that song 20 times at South by Southwest this year. That's Austria. I saw them. I ended up seeing them play maybe 3 times. Just because a lot of bands, when they play South by Southwest, they end up playing 8 or 9 shows, and they did end up playing 8 or 9 shows. They fill in for another band. They were like the last-minute replacement for another band. And it happened also to be at a show where I want to see another band. It sort of worked out that way. And you know, sometimes you don't want to go walk all the way across town to see something else. You just want to stick around. You got a nice spot with good shades. Not that they're bad. Enjoyable song. Very good song. And good band. Canadian band, Austria. You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. As I mentioned, I'm a little bit under the weather. Stuffy nose and all that stuff. Very exciting. I will tell you that at 10 o'clock, Joyce Island will be playing live in studio with us. Stick around for that. It's going to be great. Don't go anywhere. Joyce Island. Trying to say with my nose all plugged up. And let me tell you what else I played in that set before Austria. This is the South by Southwest recapped show. I played some Rennie Wilson. He wasn't officially part of South by Southwest, but he was there as well. And played some of the day shows. He played a Mint Record Party, and he played another party later on. Rennie Wilson from Edmonton, Alberta. The song I played was called Could Have It Been Me? That's the name of the song from the album Sugar Glider. Yeah, very interesting fella. It was a kind of does the disco dance song, wears a Canadian tuxedo, has long curly hair, looks kind of like a classic rocker, really, except the songs he played isn't really, it's not really classic rock. It's interesting. One of the more interesting acts that I've seen. He's going to be playing in town next Tuesday, I believe. Check your local listings. Also playing on my show in a couple weeks' time. I think May the 2nd, in like 2 Thursdays' time. I think Randy Wilson will be playing live at the same time at 10 o'clock on Thunderbird Radial L. Before Randy Wilson, I played a Toronto band called Diana. The song was called Born Again. And start off the set with a band from Montreal called Boo Hawaii, a song called Try to Be. The Toronto band Diana was, I saw them, they were playing at a place called Red 7 with a bunch of, a few other Canadian bands. One of them is this one, they're from Montreal. They are called Sons, a great album. This is the, I'm going to play a song from their second full-length album, and if I can do it properly, which is called Images, oh, it's in French. Images du futur. It's probably, I'm not going to try to pronounce it in French. I'm going to say Images du futur. This is a song called 2020 Sons from Montreal.
See you. first kiss. First kiss. First kiss.
That was a band called Ra Ra from Regina, Saskatchewan. As you all know, was originally known as Pile of Bones. We don't want to know that. I only found out about that when I was playing this trivia game that was in his house. I didn't know how old it was. It was created by Pierre Burton, and it's called Tour de Force. It's a Canadian flavored trivia game, and one of the questions was, Regina was known as this. Did not know it was known as Pile of Bones. I've since looked it up, and it's a translation of the original English translation of the original Aboriginal place name because of the large amounts of buffalo bones on the banks of the Wascana Creek. So anyways, this board game, I didn't know what year it was. It was very hard to answer some of the questions because a lot of the questions were questions about hockey, for example. And the game looks like it was made in the late 70s, to be honest. So a lot of the questions, it was before Wayne Gretzky, or was it after Wayne Gretzky? Because if it was before Wayne Gretzky, anyways, because Gretzky broke a lot of records in the 80s, and I don't know. It was curious because, yeah. Anyways, that's enough of that. Ra Ra, they played at South by Southwest this year. Right now I'm doing sort of a recap of South by Southwest. A lot of Canadian bands have played on the show. So I played some Ra Ra. Before that, I played some Boats. They're from Winnipeg, or he's from Winnipeg. Animated GIFs is the name of the song that I played. Album is called A Fairway Full of Miners. Before that, Doldrums from Toronto, which is just one guy, Eric Woodhead. From the album Lesser Evil, Anormally is the name of the song. And I started off the set with Suns from Montreal, 2020 is the name of the track that I play. You're listening to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. As I was mentioning, I have a very stuffed up face right now. Not very fun, but anyways, I'm here because at 10 o'clock, Joyce Island will be playing live on studio in our very fantastic lounge. Stick around for that. You will enjoy it. Don't go anywhere. That happens in about 10-20 minutes time. Stick around for that. Until then, I am going to play you more music from here and about. Let's talk a bit about shows coming up this week and this weekend. Crazy stuff happening. Tomorrow night there's a interesting thing happening. There's a music comedy show happening at the Electric Owl. It's an early show featuring Chi-Sun, the Asian persuasion. He played in Shindig this year. Kind of a very common, it's a, what is it, comedy, rapish, rock act. Also, there's this band called Chemo Treats. It's the hip-hop comedy kings. And also playing is Shirley Gnome, which is the People's Champ of Comedy Winner of 2012, whatever that means. Should be a very fun show. It starts early. It's an early show, like 10 to 11. So think about that if you're interested in seeing something funny. So that's Electric Owl tomorrow night. And as you know, on Saturday, it's Record Store Day. It's crazy craziness. Tons and tons of things happening at Red Cat and Neptune and Zulu Records. A lot of bands playing. So check your listings. I'm going to squeeze in some. Gal Grayson is playing at Red Cat on at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock it's Pizza Sub, so maybe I'll play you some Pizza Sub. It's always like playing Pizza Sub. So that's happening. And LP, album release parties happening that night as well on Saturday. Coban, brand new album, Null, is happening. That's being released at Pat's Pub on Saturday. And also OK Vancouver, OK, brand new album, Food, Shelter, Water. That's being released at the Hastings Gallery at 855 East Hastings. So that's happening. I'm going to play for you now some Coban. Coban was actually in Austin as well for, well, they're during South by Southwest. Didn't really play as part of the official festival, but did talk to Sam, and they did play a bunch of shows during that time. He got really sick as well, but had a good time, played some shows, people showed up, good times all around. So I'm going to play for you brand new track off the upcoming album, Null. This is a song called Down in the Well on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Pure FM Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
I'm not yours. You are.